If I do my top 10 of hated songs, it wouldn't be none of his.
Nope.
Huh?
You didn't have one on there.
No.
Oh, sorry, Harold, I have you off.
Oh.
Yep, there we go.
Hey, we got a first rate Mac cheese tray here.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And we got the one from Wayne IGA.
Doubled up.
And then Angie King brought one in.
Nice one in. God love her.
With some fancier crackers than I give us, and some pretty good chunks of cheese and some grapes. She brought us grapes.
Grapes.
She could feed them to Rocker.
Ooh. She could. He'd bite her finger off while he...
I wouldn't last very long there.
Wouldn't you? She's good.
Yes.
She is good.
Even the first guy was fine.
Lady.
Yeah, what was her name?
That was Arian Childry.
Arian.
A-R-I-E-N-N-E. Arian Childry. Yep.
What else you got to vote for?
Everything else except the... Of course, the national stuff. Everything else around here is uncontested.
We don't have anything.
We don't have any levies, I don't think. If we do, it'll be a
quickie.
Yeah, it'll be an easy one to vote for or against. But now the issues, she was talking about issue one, state issue that... is about the drawing up the legislative districts. Gerrymandered is what they're saying it was, and it was approved by a nonpartisan or a bipartisan committee and all of that. But so they're trying to do away with that and have unelected but appointed people. Drawing up the legislative districts, which as I told her, on paper, it sounds pretty good. You get some really good people in there, and they draw it up. It's all
right.
Nice. But you have to assume that those people are going to be very fair and unbiased, and
being
appointed by one of the people that's going to appoint them is retired judges, and judges are political. So depending on who it is, one party or the other could sort of control all of that. Yep. So, and they're appointed, and they're not they don't have any connection to they're not elected.
Yep. All right. So welcome to Sports Talk, my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello,
how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
We have a great show. Now we've got the athletic director for Curry High School, Amy Pocket, popping up.
Coming in.
She should be here in about 10-15 minutes.
Yep.
We're going to talk everything for Curry Sports, see how her seasons are going, and pick her brain. I know we got some big things coming up. We got the 10th anniversary of the Maurice J&M.
Yep, Maurice and Jerry.
What's
the building?
Yeah, the athletic.
Student Athletic Center.
So I think, when's that, Sunday?
I think it's the 18th, I believe.
18th,
no, it's not the 18th. It's not this coming.
Well, this week is fireman breakfast. Right. Can't have nothing that day. Got to have the fireman's breakfast.
Yep.
Tremendous breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You ain't going to be here.
I'm not.
You're out of here.
I ain't happy about it.
We got a big wedding in the town.
We do. Chris's boy Ryan is getting hitched in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga. Yeah, that'd be a nice trip. You guys all head out. When you leave tomorrow morning?
Friday morning. Yep. 5 in the morning.
That'd be good. How long does it drive to Chattanooga?
Seven hours, I think. Yeah. 6-7 hours.
Well, that'd be a good trip. And congratulations to Ryan. A good dude, man. He's always always blood purple and just a great kid.
Yep, still does.
So congratulations, Chris. Yep. Sure. We got Indians with a volleyball win last night. Fee, we needed one to get off the schneid and get some confidence.
Get going again. I seen we're number 3 seed.
Yeah.
Is that what we are?
And we will not be on next week with us.
Yes, we will.
Oh, really?
Yeah, game's at 5:30. It'll be over by 7.
You're going to come back here then?
No, we're just going to simulcast Rob and do that from here probably.
Oh.
Yeah, so we have the next 4 weeks basically lined up for Insight. And so this next Wednesday, it's on at 5:30. And then if we win Wednesday and win Saturday, the next one will be on at 5. So it won't go 2 hours. So,
but you'll have to go somewhere then. Although if you're doing simulcast, it don't matter.
Right. Okay. So normally, well, I haven't missed a volleyball match yet.
Yeah.
But I will that. But, of course, if we lose to Yellow Springs, I don't think I want to be there anyway.
No.
Yeah. Who do we... Who you got on next Wednesday?
Let me take a look. I think we have the Historical Society, because they're having the battlefield thing with the Indian tribes and so forth. Again, we did that last year, and we're going to be doing it again this year. And I believe that's... Well, I can't find my list here. Where is it? There
that's
we go.
What, next Sunday?
Yes, Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday?
Yep. And awesome. We did the promo a little bit ago, but we were chit-chatting with Angie King. So, yeah, it's a battlefield, and the following week is the school, and they're going to have... they have some things going on that they want to definitely want to cover. And then after that, we'll have tentatively have people from the... auction, one-of-a-kind auction that's coming up in November this year. It's usually October this year. It's November. Not sure why, but it's still always a good thing. So,
yeah. I want to talk to Amy about the Hall of Fame and how that all comes to change.
Yeah.
Because that'd be... I have no idea what they're doing.
I don't get it either. I don't know. I know if you're a member or something, or $50 member, you can have one vote. Is that right?
It's the athletic club.
Yeah.
The Athletic Boosters Club are the ones that vote. And instead of having a just a committee of people that were kind of picked out to pick out one or two or no people or three people to go in, they're letting the community decide. So it used to be.
But
just,
how did they get the three people to nominate?
There was a time when you could submit names.
So I still haven't seen it. What is it? There's three names out there already?
Yeah, Mick.
Yeah. Mick McClurg.
Amy Sutter, I think. And...
It's been a while since I've looked at it. Let me just... I can bring that up here real quick. And, because I have it right at my top of my thing here.
I got the thing, but then I didn't see that. Yeah, you better vote. Yeah, I got to vote. Okay, so if you and your wife are in, it's what is it, $50? And you both have a vote. And if you're a single member, you get one vote, basically. $25.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Let me see here. Voting link. Okay, so I have to put my name in before I it'll show
so they,
up.
So they still are going to put the nominees up there.
And three then, nominees.
Yeah.
I mean, and you got the people vote for them.
And then we vote for them, and there's only one going in?
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah, we're getting to now where... You know, the first few years,
we were
a decade or two behind when we needed to be doing that. So
yeah, we kind of rushed in a little bit.
Yeah,
how do you not have Big Colleague or Wade Gelhaus on this year?
Right, I don't know if them are.
Well,
is it 10 years? It's 10 years now, right?
Is it 10? I don't know what
seven.
It is.
It was five. 7 at one time, and I thought they jacked it up.
Yeah, and I don't know. To be real honest, I have no idea.
Well, maybe Amy will know.
Yeah, well, she'll.
I don't know. Probably better know. We'll ask her.
I'm sure she'll know.
Yeah, here we go. Those are two automatics.
Vicki Reisner Diller. So Tony Diller's wife. She was very good cross country, and Mick McClurg and Amy Sutter.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Yep, Vicki Diller.
No. She's,
why? Nothing wrong with her. She's good.
Mick McClurg is in.
Well, okay. Yeah. Well, that's because you never saw Vicki Reisner.
My daughter graduated with her.
But you didn't go watch her play any sports, so you don't know about her.
She played in every sport Sam was in.
Okay.
There's absolutely no way she should play. I'm out.
I don't have any problem with any of them.
Guess not. So, I'm just telling you who deserves it.
Yep, I am.
Well, all of them deserve it, or they wouldn't have been nominated. But you get to pick.
Yep.
So was your name on the list of people that are in the Athletic Boosters?
Yeah.
Okay.
There she is.
Then you're voting.
Hi, Amy.
Hello.
Yep.
Good. How are you? We welcome Amy Potcutter to the studio. We're going to take a break. Come right back. Pick Amy's brain. Talk about Fort Recovery sports in general.
Absolutely.
Right after this sports talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
The Wayne IGA is having another of their great meat sales this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. In their meat
meat department, they have ground chuck, loosened patties, for just $3.99 a pound. New York strip steaks are only $7.99 a pound. Boneless pork chops are $2.99 a pound. Boneless chicken breasts and tenders are only $2.99 a pound. And IPC bacon is just $3.99 a pound. And everything is freshly cut and packaged in their grab-and-go meat section. In their deli department, Virginia brand ham and Colby Jack cheese are only $4.99 a pound, sliced to order or ready to go in their convenient deli grab-and-go section. Their already great meat prices are now even better during this October meat and deli sale this Thursday through Saturday at Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
The Fort Recovery High School Fall Homecoming is coming up, with the homecoming on Saturday night, October 12th, and the homecoming king and queen being announced before the football game on Friday night, October 11th. Here is this year's homecoming court. Freshman attendants are Jasmine Welling and Braylon Dilworth. Sophomore attendants are Kiera Stump and Brody Bargy. And junior attendants are Yaneth Esperanza and Ray Gruby. The senior queen candidates are Emma Will, Kayla Heitkamp, Anna Reisner, and Bailey Mullenkamp. The senior king candidates are Gavin Evers, Mason Diller, Caden Grizzy, and Gabe Kanapke. Congratulations to the attendants and king and queen candidates for the homecoming on Saturday, October 12th.
The staff of Fort Recovery Local Schools would like to invite the community to a special dedication ceremony of the new Joe Bruns Memorial Putting Green, established in honor of our beloved former teacher and coach, Mr. Joe Bruns. Please join us and the Bruns family on the front lawn of the elementary middle school at 5:45 p.m. on Friday, October 18th, as we celebrate Joe's contributions to our school community and the lasting impact he made on all of us. Then be sure to head to the football field after the dedication for the final home football game of the season and senior night as we recognize our Indian senior football players and cheerleaders. We hope to see you October 18th for this special night, beginning at 5:45 p.m. at the Joe Bruns Memorial Putting Green, located next to the baseball field at the elementary middle school.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Bubba and Fee, yep. And for the second time now, let's make sure.
Is it on?
Or is it on?
Looks like it is.
Because we...
Now you're 50-50, Amy. You may have to come back again.
For our the poor lady spent 3 hours up here, yeah. And we...
Had our best show ever.
Didn't get anything. But the reason...
Archives, no, nothing.
No, and the reason it's the best show ever is because she's easy to interview. She knows what the hell's going on, and she's...
Yep.
She's
she doesn't really hide much from us either.
Nah, she'll... She asks her question, she gives us an answer.
Yep.
So we are fall sports are winding down here.
Yep. I got her in already.
We have three weeks left of football and
yep.
3 weeks left of three. Football. Yep.
Yeah,
two home games and an away game.
Yep, yep.
And golfers are done. Cross country districts are going to be starting here.
Yep.
Volleyball tournament starts next week.
Yeah.
I don't know where it went.
It went fast. Wow. Wait till you get our age.
Yeah.
It goes fast.
Yeah, it goes even faster.
Well, I just had my 15-year class reunion this weekend, and I don't know where those 15 years went. Yeah. Where was it at? We had it at Sandra Hall.
Oh, yeah.
About a third of our class come. That's pretty good.
How big class you have?
77.
I think we was about 67.
About 68, I think.
Yeah.
So we had four in my class.
Yeah, four. Yeah.
You finished fourth?
A fifth.
Yeah, that's right.
In the class of four.
So, Amy, we talk about the fall sports, and we have a lot of big events coming up. And talk a little bit about, we have another student appreciation coming up. Or we just had one.
We just had one, yeah. Yeah. All of our ones are done for the fall. Okay. The last one was for the junior high football and junior high volleyball on the same night.
Yeah.
All the kids get them for free with that. So, and then they encourage them to dress up at school and give them different prizes. Just trying to do more community involvement and get kids there.
Yeah.
So we've been tracking it. And just to kind of see, I mean, are they coming to the one free game or... You know, how can we get them to best support their peers? Right. And we want to also do it with, like, the music events, the band concerts, choir concerts, the plays. Mm-hmm. Just to get them there. Yeah. I mean, you're with these kids most of the time all throughout school. So, I mean,
yeah,
have each other's backs.
Go support them when they're doing things.
Yeah. Yep.
So do you see a lack of that right now? Let's say when you're 15 years out... Are the kids as close knit as you guys were, or do you see?
I would say they don't have the personal relationships that we had.
Yeah.
Our class wasn't a super close class, but you knew things about each other and you cared for each other, and if they needed help, you were going to help them. Now it's more you know them via social media, what they want you to see, not really. Knowing much about the actual person. We even had a speaker about that and said, you know, what you post on social media is not really what's going on inside.
Yeah.
And who do you have anybody to talk to about those things? And it's just, you're comparing yourself to somebody else on a screen. Mm. So,
yeah, that isn't that real person. Correct. That's just what they're showing you.
Correct. So I would like to grow those relationships, but it's hard. Technology is... Yeah. I thought it was a lot when Facebook came out. I mean, now Facebook isn't hardly thing anymore for the young people.
No.
It's for geezers like me.
So you got... one problem we have, we got participation problems. And I know that you're trying everything to get that turned around, and all the coaches are too. I think you have kids that are just, some classes are not as close-knit as others. And I think we are seeing that at Fort Recovery right now.
I would say you're correct. And then there's also some classes that are more of the workers, the farmers, and there's nothing wrong with it. We absolutely need them around here, but man, we could really use them on the football team. We could use them here. We could use them there.
Yeah. I mean,
we always kicked around the thought of the COVID thing. You know, when that happened that year, you know, it seemed like all these kids got jobs and they started making money. You know, that's like, well, this is kind of nice, you know, having some money and not killing myself at practice every day, you know, maybe I'll just do this.
Correct. It's hard to go back from that.
There was quite a few of them that I thought, I can't believe they're not coming back. But never know.
Yeah, but there's lots of schools in the same position, and half of them have 80 people on the football team, and half of them have 30.
Correct.
And so I don't know how you... I don't know how you fight that.
I think a big thing Mr. Stahl and all the principals and myself are trying to do is make a new culture and commitment guide. Ours just expired. So just building that culture, building that relationships between the students and the teachers, the students and the principals. Just, I mean, I asked at my class reunion, how many people knew who the principal was when we graduated? Half of them didn't even know.
Right.
I mean, so just for the principal to be out and about and just build those relationships together is a big goal of mine, and take those culture and commitment pieces, different tiers, and put them towards athletics. We're actually, Brian Stemmer and I are taking a group, he has a principal committee, to a student leadership conference in a couple weeks put on by the OIAAA, so an athletic director organization, and just get kids involved. So I hope it works, because I mean, even if you see them sitting at a basketball game, if they're there, what are they doing?
Yeah.
They're not cheering. They're on their phones or everything else.
We went through, our football program went through hell 2010, you know, there was about a 5-year stretch. And then this class comes in, and there was a couple good ones before that. And this class comes in and says, we're done with this. And they commit to something. And if you look at some of these younger ages, you can see a little of that.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can see a little of those kids saying, you know, we got to get this thing turned around.
Correct.
We need those young kids to be more mature and say, you know what? And I'm not, and I agree with you. If you want to work, I mean,
Right.
There's nothing you can do about it. But we also got to figure this thing out a little bit.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, you got the rest of your life to work. I mean,
I tell a lot of people that.
I said, I quit playing softball to work at the library. Nothing against the library, but I thought I needed a job. Needed to start making money, and now it's like, gosh.
Yeah, I know.
For those $4 an hour, wherever it was, I mean, I would have been all right.
Yeah, money-wise, it was worth it.
Yeah.
But situation-wise, it probably wasn't.
Right.
And, so, you know, all kinds of people have talked about, man, I wish I'd have kept playing basketball or this.
Yeah.
And with basketball, you can do the CYO thing, and you don't have all the rules, and you're still playing, and maybe you could be a star on there and just be a role player on the actual team. But a number of people that have done that have told me that's the worst thing I ever did in my life.
So how do you, as the director of athletics, keep the morale up in your coaching staff? Because it's got to be frustrating for Brent, for Coach Deitch, for everybody who just... Struggling. I love these guys. They are wonderful people.
Yeah.
They are wonderful leaders of men.
Yeah.
I would have no trouble with them guys staying here and coaching forever. I'm sure that they're coming to you saying, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Correct. I mean, we're trying to figure out where the void lies. And is it that you're having more classes come through that are more of the hands-on kind of kids and not as, you know, interested in athletics? I just try to tell them, you know, go back to those key peers and say, you know, this is the levels we want and these are the things we want to accomplish with our kids. But unfortunately, there's no magic answer. It's not like it's just on the boys' side or it's just on the girls' side. It's not just us.
I mean, we talked about Coldwater, you know, and not having JV or volleyball and stuff. And they're fabulous. Football's such a tough sport too, because you have to have numbers.
Right.
And playing basketball, you can put a freshman out there in a varsity game and he can compete. But when you put those freshmen out there against seniors that are developed 4 years
ahead of them. That's boys and men right there.
Exactly. Yep. Then poor kids take a beating and then, do I want to do this anymore?
Yeah.
Which is what we have going right now.
Yes, absolutely.
We have a lot of really good young kids that didn't play football. We got some good young girls that ain't playing basketball. You know, we got a lot of boys that ain't playing basketball. A lot of those kids are, you know,
don't make sense.
You know, and I'm like, God dang it, boys. I mean, I know that, you know, I don't know. It's frustrating. It's frustrating for everybody, you know. And
absolutely.
And we just got to keep battling. Now, on the plus side, you've had a lot of success. Your golf programs, you had to have a lot of fun.
That was awesome. Guys. Yeah, I learned a lot about golf, too.
Yeah. And you know, you're talking about last year's baseball program, and, you know, we have athletes.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it.
There.
It's just when we see a down sport, I mean, we're competitive. We want to be competitive, and it hurts to see a program that's not, and so then everyone starts pointing fingers and...
Yeah,
that's the worst thing that can happen.
Yeah,
you know, I'm a huge fan of our coaches. I mean, I just think we got really good people.
Yeah,
I mean,
we do.
But God dang it, you gotta root for them, and hopefully we get this thing turned around. Let's talk a little bit about you as this season comes on in the fall, and this is year two now.
Year two.
Your job, is it still as enjoyable as it was when it first started? Do you feel yourself getting more comfortable?
Oh, yeah. I still love it. It's more, okay, this is a list you need to get done, not worried, do I have everything on my list? It's more, all right, I know it's game day, I got to do X, Y, and Z. I don't have to start freaking out at 8 a.m. I know I got plenty of time in the day to do it, you know, kind of thing.
You get her done.
Yeah. So it's just more... just sliding into that role and just becoming more comfortable. But, I mean, the support around me is great.
Yeah.
Barb Saltbine subs at the school. She comes in, chats once in a while, asks about things. We got Holly. We got Brent still in district. I mean,
yeah.
And then the two secretaries there. You can't get any better than that. Yeah. There's a lot of ADs that are just thrown into the job and, like, fed to the wolves. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, man. Wait, your administration doesn't help clean up after games? No, they don't even go. And it's like, oh.
Yeah.
So it's just another reminder how lucky we are to be right here.
Yeah, I mean, you don't go anywhere without Tony and Ryan being
unbelievable. Yeah, somebody's always
there. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You, we got winter sports coming, and you got a lot of big things planned for the winter?
We got our student appreciation nights. The cheerleaders have a couple different routines they want to do. They're going to be doing more competitions this year. We'll have the little kids, basketball players as well. And I'm looking for some more, maybe entertainment to bring in people that wouldn't necessarily maybe go to a basketball game. Just get that.
The entertainment stuff, excitement. You mean like those jump rope people from Troy or something like that?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
We was at Miss Sinnoh one time and had them damn drums.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa kind of.
Yeah.
Your they cousin
were awesome.
Lisa. Yeah.
They were awesome.
Yeah.
Like a drum line country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
And it was, I don't remember, it was something Japanese-ish, but they had these classes and somebody showed them how to do it. And it was really cool.
Yeah, I was like,
there must have been 50 of those kids of
really?
Every age, first grade all the way up to seniors and maybe a couple of teachers doing this. And it was really, really neat.
They were beating the hell out of them drums.
Yeah. Yeah. It was tremendous.
Or, you know, me and Pete do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
How about Rocker?
Yeah.
There you go, Rocker. We'll put him in charge. There we go, kazoo. Here we go.
Well, you'd have the wazoo kazoo marching zoo.
Marching zoo.
Get 50, me, Pete.
50 Rocker. People with kazoos and we'll march around the gym.
Packed house.
Yeah, there you go.
For about 8 seconds.
We'll be a script, period.
Yeah.
When we do Ohio, it'll just be a blob of people standing.
Yeah. Hey, let's take a break. 8:45. We're going to go back, pick Amy's brain some more and talk a little bit about 4 Recovery Sports. Sports Talk presented by
The Wayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights that constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Fort Recovery Merchants and the Fort Street Car Classics Car Club are having their fall cruise in on Saturday afternoon, October 12th, on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery from 4 to 8 p.m., rain or shine. Oldies will be playing all day. There will be a 50-50 drawing and, of course, some of the coolest cars around from all eras. Make plans now to head up to the Brick Street and check out the awesome cars that will be there. Fall cruise in Saturday, October 12th from 4 to 8 p.m. It's always a great time and you don't want to miss it. The Fort Recovery firefighters are having their famous all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday morning, October 13th from 8 to noon at the fire hall. Sausage, pancakes, and omelets custom made by your firefighters, all you can eat. All the proceeds will go toward new and updated equipment and building upgrades, and it's a free will donation. Don't miss this great breakfast. Head on down to the fire hall on Sunday morning, October 13th from 8 to noon for the Fort Recovery Firefighters' famous omelet, pancake, and sausage breakfast.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
Stinger.
Stinger.
We're back. Sports Talk, Bubba and B. Miss Amy, Mr. Hello. Harold, Mr. Neil, Bob Stogler. Wednesday night. How about that? Are you following the hurricane?
No.
No, okay. So yep, you don't care, wife, about, you don't care about America?
Tells me everything that's happened.
So she's on it.
I don't have to follow it. I just got on
it. It is kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But that, how can you be following when you don't pay any attention to anything she says?
Well, there's something to be said about that.
I am not speaking from experience.
No. He heard her say something about it.
Yeah. What'd you say? What was that?
Cousins, you follow that stuff?
I have been following it a little more. Actually, Teresa Leonard's was in today, and I heard her telling Cheryl about.
Oh, yeah, they got it.
Oh, they probably got batten down the hatches.
Like a whole bunch of tornadoes, and it turned into tornadoes.
Yeah, Fort Myers, like, the tornadoes are there, right?
Yeah, one time there were 17 tornado warnings.
Jeez.
Rob, I talked to Rob Weaver at the volleyball match. They have a either timeshare condo or something, kind of on the beach down around Tampa.
Yeah.
He said, it ain't looking good.
Whoops. Yeah, that's right.
You know, there are a lot of people with, you know, the property and stuff down there, or places where they go, or
that area.
Friends.
That area from St. Tampa to Naples.
Yep.
There's a lot of Fort Recovery Mercer County people.
Oh, absolutely.
There's tons
that
of them.
Frequent that area.
Yep. Yep.
Because it's just beautiful, man.
It is.
White beaches and kids friendly. And
yeah. January to March. That's packed.
And you also know that there's a really good chance you're going to run into somebody you know.
That's right.
It isn't all strangers down there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with you. It's so prayers to all the people down there.
Yeah.
And let's get this thing out of here.
Hopefully it misses them.
Yep. Hopefully it did die down a little bit. It was like only 125 mile an hour.
Oh, slow down.
But it was 180.
Yeah.
And 165 was sustained for a long time. I haven't heard anything today. But yeah.
What's the highest wind like we could handle here?
I'm a little out of it at 25.
You're out.
25, I can't move.
Yeah, you blow farts more wind than that.
Yeah, but they don't go very far and don't hurt much.
I would guess we could handle an 80 mile an hour wind,
Well, we've had some 60 to 80 that's done some damage, but not like, you know, destroyed stuff.
Well, I mean, like that, they said that Jake, remember that? High wind, boys.
Yeah, high wind. Wait, we got a lot of high winds. High winds.
Well, the one that the tornado hit Jake Hammond was like F1.
Yeah.
Which was 110 mile an hour wind.
Yeah.
It destroyed that thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Think about it, that thing's 125 hitting.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, crazy. All right, getting back to cure. I think we got on a nicer subject.
Brought us down to,
I know, kid. Never down sad.
No, we're getting up.
Rockers,
up
you should have heard Rocker's top 10 songs that he hates. List. He ain't something.
He don't give me those anymore. I have a stack at home. Top 10 list that Rocker could write down in his notebook by hand. And
he always gave them to you?
Gave them to me.
Yeah. He's a neat bird,
he's
ain't
a good guy.
It's hard not to love that guy.
Yeah.
But it's real easy to hate his top 10 list.
Oh, yeah.
But we love him, hate his list.
He's got some classics.
He does. He's a record.
So what do you think the number one song was that he hated? If I gave you 2,000 guesses, you wouldn't get it.
Never get
have
it.
I ever even heard of it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
His last two songs were both popular wedding songs.
Great wedding songs.
Hang on, Sloopy?
Well, no.
No, but that's a good guess. That
would have been basically the same thing.
Yeah.
It was Obla-Di-Obla-Da.
Don't like that song?
And Moni.
That was his number one and number two most hated songs.
I don't know. I've heard some songs that Rocker picks. And
But
bad thing was, Achy Breaky Heart wasn't on the list. Worst song ever.
You were what?
You don't like that song?
No. It's the worst song ever written.
I like that song.
Billy.
You would.
We're going to sing it.
It's a good song to carry close the
show tonight.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, so is Mary Had a Little Lamb, but that doesn't make it a good song.
So looking at your scheduling, football stay the same next year?
Football will not be the same.
Urbana, what we do with them?
Urbana actually found an opponent that was closer.
Good.
So we had that week available. But then to have one home and one away with the first 2 weeks, we had to switch and we are going to play Dayton Ponitz, okay. P-O-N-I-T-Z, yep. Something like that. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to play either Allen East or Miami East, one of those two East teams.
Okay.
So we're going to try it out. And
so Wayne Trace game is gone now?
Wayne Trace game is gone because we couldn't find an opponent that we thought, you know, would be a good game.
Yeah.
So we could have one home game and one away game. So
we've got Dayton Ponitz and Miami East or...
Yep.
Allen East.
Yep.
Yeah.
Either one of those. I think it's Allen East.
Okay. Do you have any trouble like feeling like your basketball schedule? Everything?
No. Most of it's. I mean, this year's all done. I'm actually was working today on 25-26.
Yeah.
And looking at some more WOAC teams.
Yeah.
Conference Mississinawa's in because we are Southwest now.
Right.
So doing a little bit of transition every year, trying to get a couple different games. I don't think we're going to do the Battle of 119 next year.
Oh, really?
I think we liked it, but it was just long days.
And it is long days.
All the schools are doing away with it?
So, yeah, that. We're all three are looking for a different opponent.
Okay.
So, if we can't necessarily find them, we might still do it. But they originally agreed to it was for 2 years.
Okay. Yeah, it's a great idea, but I can't imagine being there for 14 hours.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a long day.
Especially, I mean, Marion and St. Henry both had very good programs last year, and they...
Yep.
Yeah, right.
They did a number on us, so.
Yeah,
yeah, but that can turn around, but yeah. Still.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's a long, long day. But I liked it because I don't get to see these other teams play ever. Correct. I don't go watch them play. And you can go all day or go for a little bit, watch the first half of the first game and skip the second half and skip the first half of the next game and, you know, so you can take an hour off.
The holiday ones. Those holiday tournaments.
Yeah,
used to do a long time ago.
Yeah.
We thought we would get a bigger crowd. It wasn't too bad, but maybe that was just because it was a first year thing,
too.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
How about the SAC? We got a big 10-year anniversary coming up.
Yes.
Yeah.
They just posted that today, and it's crazy.
I just looked at a Facebook thing, but it didn't say which day that was. Oh, they're not having a ceremony.
No.
That's just when it is.
Yeah. It's just, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Kind of just like a flashback that it's been 10 years, and yeah. Should have probably made it about twice as big.
Ain't that amazing?
It's
like when you build a garage.
Yeah, at the time you thought.
I built a garage up.
Yeah.
15. I thought, that's the most beautiful thing ever. I'm looking for a shed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the more space you got, the more,
the more you fill it up.
Yep.
And, you know, we built that. I think there are four schools that didn't copy it, but they took our idea and made it bigger, fit in theirs. Of course, some of the schools, no matter what somebody else does, they have to make it bigger.
Oh, absolutely.
You could have it size of 2 football fields, and they make one two and a half football
fields. Which, as it turns out, smart, because we already outgrew ours.
But yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. The Lefevre baseball facility is top notch, and
it is awesome.
It is top notch.
That is.
Most people will say, "Wait, you're a first year AD, and you walk into this one?"
Yeah.
Pretty nice setup.
Yeah.
And then they build you a putting green.
Yeah,
you got a little putting green down there.
We got that dedication.
Yep, that dedication is going to be not this Friday, the following Friday.
Friday.
So before the football game, so Denise and the kids will be there. We're looking at having a couple little short speakers, maybe an honorary putt from the Bruins family.
Oh, neat.
That'd be awesome.
That is awesome.
We got a nice plaque that's going to be on one of the rocks out there with Joe's picture and a story about him for many, many years.
Yeah, beautiful.
With Jeff coaching the girls at the MAC championship this year, I mean, it just...
worked out perfect.
That was awesome.
I'm sure,
that's incredible.
I'm sure Joe was going crazy.
Oh, hey, how about Amy? Did she get a little emotional in the reward ceremony and that?
I don't know if she did because I was actually at... what did we have? We had something else.
You had boys.
Well, we had boys and girls at the same time, but I had something else that evening, so I was there earlier in the day at the MAC championship.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it just...
Yep. Yeah, 5:45 a week from Friday.
Pretty awesome.
5:45.
5:45 on the lawn at the elementary middle school.
And then tomorrow night, or Friday night, homecoming.
Homecoming football game. Yep, we'll have that before the game. We'll have that ceremony, and then Saturday is the dance.
My information says halftime.
Well, who'd you get that from?
Read it off of something. So it's going to be before.
It is before, yes.
Okay.
I will send you that time schedule. Yep.
Okay.
I heard you, when you were doing the, not the Delphus. It was the Marion football game, and I was like, oh, shoot, I need to text Neil. That's not right.
I copied it off of something.
And then, well, I will look back at that.
But and then tomorrow night, senior night.
Senior night tomorrow night.
Senior night volleyball, yep. We have four seniors. And St. Henry's got five.
Okay, good.
So girls' sports typically tend to honor the other seniors. Yep. Which is awesome, that's a really good thing.
Yep. Yeah.
Especially with St. Henry being right by there. I mean, I'm sure a lot of these girls are friends and
we got
club together. And
we got flowers
like
from Delphus last night. Our girls did.
Yep. So Jenny Smith's got us all hooked up with some beautiful flowers. And
perfect.
It'll be a good ceremony there.
I've never got a flower in a senior night from...
No.
Since it's for boys' basketball. Senior, we should get a senior citizen.
Citizen night.
Which would be old dried up flowers.
Old dried up flowers mean you old about
it. Wrinkly.
That's kind of what we are.
Old and wrinkly.
I'll see if it's in the budget.
Yeah, see if you can get that done. Yeah.
Maybe have some left over from baseball.
There you go.
So
what else you got, Aim? What else you got for us? We talked about the Hall of Fame and the criteria has all changed this year. And talk a little bit about how that all came to fruition.
I wasn't part of the initial process, but from what I understood is they were looking to get more community feedback in it. If people would see, oh, man, that person got in, and they'd kind of question if they were qualified. But we wanted to make it more community-based. So all the nominations... anyone from anywhere can nominate someone. So that's something we really need to hit home this year because a few people said, well, this person should have been nominated, this person. Well, that's kind of what we're asking everybody else to do, not just 10 people doing their personal opinions.
Yeah.
So there's a nomination process, and then we met as a committee with the officers from the Athletic Boosters and myself and decided our top three candidates, and then we put them on the ballot. So... The committee did a great job with it. I just wonder if it wasn't started almost too fast. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of people already inducted.
Well, I think so. I think the first 2-3 years, it was a goosebump thing for me. I mean, these people, and the people that were out there were the older generation that were... they appreciated it, much, I just thought it was so special. But we were thrown in, I think, six or seven the first year, six the next year, and then three or four still, You're probably right. We probably kind of soaked out all the really, really good ones fast,
But there's still a lot of good ones to come.
There's a bunch of them coming. And we talked about the criteria. Is that how many years you got to be out of school?
Seven.
So they are up
there. Yeah. And then we talked about, we're still going back and forth on what the requirement should be for letters.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think six is too strong. But at the same time, if you're trying to prevent a watered down Hall of Fame, you want the best of the best.
Right, yeah.
I mean, you might not have... I have my coaches fill out a nomination form after the season, and they may not have anybody to nominate. But that's okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, Kohler, you got to be all Ohio making their Ring of Honor.
Right, yeah.
So...
yeah, it's got
pros and cons.
It does.
We'll see what people vote for this year. And
see how it is.
If there's enough votes, to put someone in the Hall of Fame and... learn as we go.
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's so right. All feedback's appreciated.
Yep. Good. So as you look at our facilities, where would you say our next expense is? Where would you say that our next big one would be? Is this something that, we're very blessed right now with the WOW. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, in my opinion, as if you don't have something crazy to strive for, you get lazy.
Yeah.
And we always did as a Lions Club. We always said, let's just figure it out.
We were buried in debt. We worked our butts off.
Yeah. And sometimes I think you rest on your laurels. What would be something that, if rather turf, lights, what would you say something that would... that if we was going to look at lights at the baseball stadium,
Jumbotron on every sport,
what would instant replays
so we can boo the officials.
What would you say?
No.
Okay.
I'll
do that when I win the lottery.
Yeah, get back to playing.
Yeah.
We're meeting. There's a facilities company of architectures that come around, and we actually have a plan to meet with the athletic boosters and see kind of what their long-term plan is, facilities needs we have. I think it would be awesome to have lights at the baseball softball complex, but how many evening games do you play that they would even get turned on?
Right.
Yeah. So, and those, I thought they said it's like a million a field or almost 750,000 per field.
Yeah.
Cool. So I think it would be awesome to complete that, but I would personally like maybe a facility that the officials could be in during halftime. They could get dressed over at the complex. Then we could also maybe add on to that storage shed, or we always need more storage for track mats, different stuff like that. Just make a facility. They can come to the game, be right there, get dressed, do their job, come in during halftime, be able to relax. Middle school is great, but it's just kind of inconvenient for them to walk over there. Yeah. That's just one of the ideas I have. There's, I mean, you could put turf in, but the more you read, the more some people say that natural grass is better. So I don't know if that would necessarily be, I mean, that's a big, it's a big goal for sure. But I don't know.
I wonder what, ideas? Like we talked about with football lights, I think, you know, they've got so many high-intensity lights now that it would be kind of neat to see what it would cost us to...
Those could definitely be updated.
...to do something like that, because I don't think it's a, I don't think it's a huge, huge expense. I think it, you know...
Yeah, because you got the poles.
Yeah, the big stuff's there. Correct. I mean, it's just a matter of putting the high-intensity stuff in there that would make it a lot nicer.
I would agree.
How are we doing financially?
The athletic department's not doing too bad. We had the past blast was pretty successful, and the general budget took the fuel cost off for us this year. So that was nice. Originally, they covered all the transportation, and then it kind of got moved back to the athletic department, and now they took some of that off. So that definitely helps. It just kind of gets rough sometimes because we're a self-sustaining budget. So if people aren't in, butts aren't in the seats, we're not making money.
Right.
So a lot of people see the school doing pretty well financially, and they're like, well, there's all kinds of money. Or they look at the WOW and say, how many people were there? There's, I mean, you got to be rolling in money. That's the athletic boosters, and that's the school budget. Athletics is different.
Right.
But it's been really good. Like, we just bought some new track hurdles. We have the junior high track meet this year, and some of the money came from the general account. And just looking to update stuff within our facilities through the general account. Like, we're getting windscreens around the football field, around the top press box, and then some on the visiting side, so the trash doesn't blow into the neighbor's yard. Different projects like that. Deanna and Tony have been really great to work with, things like that. So
what do you think about
progress?
What do you think about like our us compared to other schools as far as like equipment? I mean, do we have enough shooting machines? Do we have enough, you know, baseball bats? Do we have, I mean, I know that stuff's expensive.
I would say they're always going to want more. Baseball bats are like $600.
Right, they're insane. I knew.
And the week before state tournament, when our boys broke their favorite bat. It's like, what? But my goal is to kind of be able to try to alleviate that off of the team so they don't have to buy so much with their own fundraisers, or maybe through the WOW in the future, if they just give a set amount to the athletic department. Give more than they're making now to each team, and then they buy that. I would like to ultimately see a jersey rotation, because right now each team pays for their own jerseys. So that's the stuff they're fundraising for. So if a team wants new jerseys, I don't have the funds to cover it right now. So long term, I'd like to be able to see that, so it's not certain teams getting jerseys more often than the others, and they're all looking good. They're all having, I mean, as many volleyballs as they want each year. Travis would like probably 50 a year. I got him 10 this year. But you got to be, I mean, like a basketball costs $80.
Yeah, you don't think about that
for
stuff.
For those Rawlings OHSA ones.
Just give an extra $20.
It's, well,
when they're $80 a ball, it's a little more
expensive. Especially when they grow legs and walk and out the door, too. And it's like, So, let's say we're doing all right. We're not cold water. But
all right. That's what that ain't
we'll
all
there.
Bad.
No. Give me about 20 years. We'll get
there. You go.
There you go.
Maybe 10.
Yeah, we'll get there. We absolutely will. Well, I appreciate you stopping up. I know you're
busy,
and I know that you know, it's a hectic time for you, but you're always nice to cut. You know, you always, hey, I'm in, and
Yeah.
And we do nothing but root for you, kid.
Well, thank you. Yep. I really
and I'm sure Neil speaks for all of us. We say that mic is always open.
Yep,
absolutely. So anytime you got anything that you need, or if you you come up here and let us know.
Does that mean we'll it's not recording it. Again?
Oh, it's recording. No.
We got it this time. Yeah, that's
right. Chuck fixed it.
Chuck fixed it.
Yeah, that's right. Amy, thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for the invite, and it's always a pleasure.
Yep. We're going to take a break. Coming right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
They say you reap what you sow. Well, that depends on your seedbed. Due to the late harvest here in Ohio and Indiana, a lot of field work is left to be done. Hull Brothers in Ford Recovery has a full line of Case IH equipment, including new and used tractors, planting and tillage tools to help you make up for lost time. Stop by and visit with our experienced sales team for attractive pricing on all the tools you need to put and keep you in the field. We know farmers work around the weather. Let your Case IH dealer in Ford Recovery work for you.
Time for supper and you don't have time to make a great meal. No problem. Let Miracle Lanes come to the rescue. With their full menu of great food, everybody can get what they want. Subs, sandwiches, wraps, salads, wings, and of course their great pizza. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And don't miss their pizza, wing, and salad buffet on Friday at lunch. And remember to call and reserve your lanes for that special birthday party, family get-together, holiday party, or just for fun. Great food, great friends, great times. Miracle Lanes, open Monday through Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11.
Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 5th, and that means the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7, and drive-through carryouts will also be available. The meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and a drink. You can just stop by for your all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. Tickets can be purchased at the door. The dinners are only $9 each, and all proceeds go to their local Friends in Need Fund. That's the annual Election Day All-You-Can-Eat Spaghetti Supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday evening, November 5th at the Trinity Lutheran Church at the corner of Wayne Street and State Route 49.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
We're back. I was chit-chatting and forgot to tell them that it's time, so hope nobody's mad at us.
Nice job, Neil.
Yeah, we're
just talking about the Bengals, and Amy's still mad about it.
Amy's in a rage.
She slammed her beer against Harold's forehead. Yeah. He's laughing at her.
Oh, that was the reason? I thought it was just something he said.
And I'm in a rage because the Browns are the worst team in the NFL. They're the worst team in the NFL.
Unwatchable right now. It's unbelievable.
How can NFL be over on week 6?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Gone.
But listen to this. So they have a pick'em contest at the bowling alley, right? 88 guys got in it. Started in week 4.
Mm-hmm.
This is week 6, so 2 weeks. There's 11 left.
It's unbelievable.
There's 11 guys left in it.
We talked about the parity in NFL. It's unbelievable.
Crazy.
Anybody can beat anybody.
Yeah, it is.
Unless you're Bengals or Browns.
And they get beat all the time.
Yeah.
I would rather be the Bengals than the Browns right now.
Yeah, they look a little bit of problem.
Yeah.
Their defense.
Deshaun Watson couldn't start before recovery.
No, he's terrible.
He wouldn't be our starting quarterback.
No.
He can pass.
No, he can't. Oh. He can't do nothing.
Oh. He's awful.
No, he is awful. Can't stand him.
Well, at least he didn't pay much for him, so.
No.
Yeah.
$1 million. Yeah. It's crazy.
Well, I don't know anybody that when they did that contract that thought was a good idea.
I know.
I mean,
I loved it.
Even if he's really great.
I know. But now.
Not worth that much money.
Except now it'd be the 11th highest paid in the NFL.
Yeah, it's not out of the ordinary now.
But the problem is he's just terrible.
He was terrible.
Buckeyes Saturday night versus Oregon should be an unbelievable matchup.
That's going to be a good one.
What do you predict on that one? What's the line?
I didn't even look at it.
I didn't either.
I'm going to guess it's three.
I'd say three.
Yeah. Oregon, or I'd say it's Pick'em.
Probably either way, yeah.
So, over-under?
I'm all over Buckeyes. They're tremendous. Yes.
Over-under 60 or 30?
Oh, I'd say it's got to be high scoring.
Yeah, it'd be high scoring.
I'm going to guess the over-under is probably 52. 53. Yep. So, yep. I mean, I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Good guess.
I'm all over the Bucks.
I am too. I love them. They're playing. They look good. They're just solid everywhere.
They are. Yeah. They're just solid. Run it, throw it. They got it. They're tough.
But they haven't played one of the top 10 teams yet.
No, that's
so,
right.
Yeah. So.
In a way. In a way. This will be a tester.
You ain't a whistling dick.
Is this game day there by chance?
Yep, it is.
I figured it probably would be.
Yep.
That'll be fun.
It is.
That's always a treat.
Terry Frank, Pete Rose. I called Howe. I text him. I say, can you come on Wednesday? He says, I leave for Greece this morning.
See you.
Thanks, Amy. Don't they have phones in Greece?
Well, I didn't want to bug him. But he said as soon as he gets back, and he's on, I think he said it's a 14-day trip. So he said he'd love to come on. So we'll get him on. We'll talk Pete Rose. We'll talk Terry Francona. You know, I listened to him on WLW, Howe, and he talked about his relationship with Pete. And he talked about it here one time about how he had not talked to Pete in 11 years.
Yeah.
And he was in Las Vegas. Him and his wife was in Las Vegas. And his wife seen Pete signing autographs. And she said, you get your ass in there and you talk to Pete.
Yeah.
And he said, no, I'm not doing it. And she basically shoved him in that.
Yeah. I remember him saying that.
And since that, him and Pete.
They've been good.
Yeah. So he'll be fun to talk to. And
he'll have a great story.
Yes, he will. And he's a huge Terry Francona fan, just like we all are. Reds hit a home run.
I think that's a good one.
How in the world did they do that?
That was perfect timing.
They don't spend money on players.
I know.
And they probably didn't spend a whole bunch on him. I think he was just ready to.
And Terry Francona is not going to come here if the Reds don't commit to spending some money.
Yeah.
He ain't going to do it. He ain't going to come here and be
I agree.
No.
And I think he's looking at that team thinking, there's a lot of bright spots out there. I think I can make some things happen. Yep.
I needed that.
Yeah, we needed a little upper after that.
Because, like you said, the Reds have to spend money now.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to.
Yeah.
I mean, they never have. They'll let guys like Ellie De La Cruz go somewhere else because they don't want to spend any money.
We
got
to get him.
If they got Francona, he's not. If he was 45, he might come just because.
Yeah.
He's
65.
I think he's more than that.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
But you look at that. I know you've seen it too. The Detroit Tigers whole staff, how much they pay the whole team.
Unbelievable.
Was less than the one player on Houston.
Yes.
Yep.
I seen that thing. I thought, that's unbelievable. But the problem is like the teams like the Reds, they look at that and say, see, it can be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens once every 35 years.
But if you look at Terry Francona was on the guy from Pat McAfee,
yeah.
And he says, or no, he's on Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
And Dan Patrick says, can a small market, he says, I will never use that as an excuse.
Yeah.
He said, look at this year's baseball teams. Cleveland, Detroit, Kansas City.
Yeah. Three of them that don't
three
have
of the six,
giant payrolls.
Three of the six are all. So you can build them.
You can do it.
Yep.
You can do it. And I feel like the Reds are there. They're close.
Me too.
Their injuries just killed us. I mean, I think if they can stay healthy for one full year, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
But we're optimistic.
We're very optimistic.
We are optimists, Neil.
We just chased. We chased 500 all year this year. We just couldn't get to 500.
Get close and then lose four in a row.
We get one away and then we get beat by five straight and then come back and battle all the way back up to one. Do it again.
Yep.
But
so next week we will be on.
Yes.
Yep.
After the volleyball.
Yeah, the volleyball match is at 5:30. Insight might start a little late. Probably will be very close to on time. And
if we win, are we sectional champs?
No, we would play. Because we're the only team. You have the bracket there. Yeah. We're the only team that's playing the first game.
Okay.
So we'd play I'm sure we chose that.
Yeah.
And then we would play the sectional championship against I can remember who's Twin Valley South.
Valley South 500.
Yep. And we should win those first two. Then we would play probably Arcanum.
I mean,
they beat us in the regular season, but we played terrible on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be like that'd be one that we would want. I mean, just because that'd be a good volleyball
match. I haven't missed a volleyball match yet, but I'll miss two Wednesdays in a row.
Yeah.
Because we have kind of commitments, and we'll be simulcasting WPGW. Yeah, and Rob does a tremendous job, and I'll probably survive somehow not getting to see it, but it'll make me crazy.
My good friend, Mr. Harold Field.
Yes, sir.
McNeil, owner-operator of this fine radio station. Amy Pockutter
thumbs up.
She's awesome.
Yep,
she is. Go Vandy.
Go Vandy.
How about Vandy beating?
Well, then,
that's something else.
That was awesome.
Now, was your nephew in on carrying that?
He was in on the whole shooting match. Yeah, we rushed the field. He said it was
at least he didn't hurt. He didn't hurt his arm or anything.
No, already.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Yeah.
No.
Run down there.
Kicker cup.
No.
Are you kidding me?
have a good trip this weekend. Yep. We will see you next Wednesday night.
Yep. See you then.